To listen to this commentary, stand in the middle of the nave, in line with a door on the right-hand side of the church. It was the Roman occupation of Gaul that gave Saint-Just its originality. In its walls are a number of fragments taken from the Roman town and the surrounding monuments, which were used as a quarry. Here, the medieval builders made unrivalled use of recycled architectural materials. Architectural elements, sarcophagi, columns and capitals combined to create a genuine patchwork. Before finding out more about them, there are two things that you should know. The first is that the disorderly use of materials is only an illusion. You will soon see the logic behind their use. The second is that they were not intended to be seen, even though some of them are of great artistic merit. They were covered by plaster and painted with geometrical patterns and biblical scenes. If you move towards the little door, you will notice on the left pillar a small fragment of a 14th century fresco. Though it is very worn, you can just make out a figure that is either a prophet, an apostle, or a saint. You must not touch this because it's very fragile. On the next side, towards the aisle, are the remains of a geometrical design. The use of murals in Roman churches made them very colourful buildings. Their present bare state, due to the premature disappearance of the painted coating, is not what medieval worshippers would have seen. But let us return to the architectural fragments built into the walls of the church. They were used according to the structural needs of the building, so large quadrangular blocks were used for the pillars, like those that still have paintings on them, and for the internal buttresses. In the south side aisle, for example, you can see two buttresses, one on either side of the little door. The same blocks were used for the outer buttresses, as we shall see later. Now move forwards towards the first bay of the nave, closest to the chancel, and observe the layout of the columns supporting the apsidiole arches, the glory arch at the entrance to the chancel, and the one facing it at the nave end. Monolithic columns, carved from a single block of stone, column drums, i.e. the cylindrical bases, and capitals have been placed one on top of the other. Now look at the wall of the north side aisle, also in the first bay, the one supporting the architraves. Move closer to it. This is known as a gutter wall, a side wall that supports a gutter. Sarcophagi broken into slabs were used to build the foundations of this wall. One sarcophagus can be broken into five slabs if this is done carefully. Four of them around 12 centimetres thick from the sides and one around 20 to 25 centimetres deep from the bottom. And in the last bays of the nave, furthest from the chancel, rubble stones from sarcophagi that had been broken clumsily and other stones were used when there were no more good quality slabs. The diminishing use of recycled stone as one moves from the apse to the end of the nave proves that construction of the church began with the chancel.
The next two commentary stations go into more detail about these stonework fragments.